views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And if you're new to the show, a big welcome to you, because we have a family that gathers pretty much every week, and some of us for the last 9 years. So if you are here, we want to welcome you into our show family, because that's what we're doing. We want to bring the positive perspective to life. I want to remind everybody, with the challenges that are going on out there, there is always a positive and a negative perspective to everything. So my focus here is I tap in with the angels. That's a connection that I've always had. And so they have just never let me down. And I share my experiences, what has worked for me. It's up to you to take it or leave it. Some of it might work. Some of it might not. Keep that in mind, because you have to make choices for you. So we have a big topic today, and I have some information I want to get out to you. Spiritual awakening. Yeah, we've heard that term, but it's about to go up another notch. Yeah. And we're going to talk about, what does that mean? There's a new cycle beginning. February's been a pretty powerful month. I mean, the whole last couple of years have been, but we had a new moon on the 4th of February that brought hope. Remember that. It brought hope. It was, no matter what, I can find a way. I can make this work. I can find a way through this challenge. Hope is how miracles can start in your life. And it's not about just waiting for it to drop into your lap. It's about, you know, you grab onto hope when you feel like, oh, what am I going to do, right? And I've been there too, guys. I have. I really have. That's why I'm passionate about helping you find it, because I've had to do this too. I mean, nothing is privy to where I don't feel anything. It's a perspective difference that we tap into when things happen. So I want to share some of that. I want to welcome everyone that's joining us live, whether you're listening audio, Transformation Talk Radio, our network has that live streaming, and they're also streaming the video on Facebook for us. And I'm streaming over on YouTube, and we have the live chat open on YouTube, and that is embedded on my website at jenroyster.com if you want to go check it out there. Some people just don't want to go to a social media, so I have it over there if you want. And I want to welcome everybody. Now, spiritual awakening, what is that? Spiritual awakening is one of the first signs. Let me start here, okay? One of the first signs that there's something shifting within you is what has always been for you, where, you know, maybe you loved it, maybe you were just into it, you know, that was your thing, it was your favorite TV shows or your favorite groups to hang out with, or that's a helicopter going over if you hear that. My whole house is vibrating from that. Okay, I don't think they're landing on top, but I just wanted to let you know what that roar was. Anyway, okay. Anyway, we always have something going on. That's what live streaming is all about. Whatever happens, happens, right? Okay. Where was I? Oh, that was distracting. Okay, here we go. spiritual awakening, one of the first signs is it doesn't feel the same. Okay. You may not be enjoying, you know, something that you used to love, was your favorite thing to do, favorite thing to watch, favorite thing to be a part of, favorite thing you were just so into and believed wholeheartedly, doesn't feel right anymore. It feels unsettling. You find that you go through a bit of an unhappiness part. That's how our physical egos respond to this shift. It comes across at the beginning like sad or not great, right? Because there's this perception that when we're going through spiritual awakening, it's like happy, 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 yay. It is, at the same time, you go through a shift because the perspectives, there's this battle between, well, what are you going to choose? You want to stay in that feeling of sadness. It's very normal okay? Now, I'm not talking about something very serious that needs professional help, okay? Don't put words in my mouth. Don't twist what I'm saying. I'm just going to call you out on that right now. If you have been just great and then you find that something's just not settling, you're feeling your soul nudging you for change. Because when we follow what the soul and our heart wants, which will change through your lifetime as you grow and ascend, that actually is part of ascension. You will find differences that you will find that you feel like you want something else. And sometimes we beat ourselves up like, I have it great here. I have money coming in. I don't love the job, but I have money coming in and I'm with the norm. You know, I'm doing this. I've got the normal picket fence house thing, whatever your thing is. Okay, I'm doing what the group says is I'm successful, but you don't feel good. Well, maybe you're not supposed to be like the rest of them. I mean, it's okay to be an individual. It really is. Have you ever thought about what's wrong with being an individual, being different, approaching things differently? Some of us are like, well, I don't want to look like I'm a failure. You're worrying about what somebody else thinks when you think that way. I know it's coming strong because it's coming from Michael today. Archangel Michael has been very, I'm going to address that, David. I just saw your comment. That's awesome. I want you guys to know there is positive in ascension, but it will take you through dark. It's called dark night of the soul, where it challenges those pains and those old things. And what's going on with February is going to explain some of that, which is what I'm going to tell you about today, because this new path, let me put it this way. In astrology, there's a planet something called Chiron. That's how I pronounce it. It's Chiron. And it's all about your pains, what you need to heal on a soul level. It's about why you came here and what you came here to heal, grow, and learn and ascend through. Guess what, guys? Everybody that came here, if according to spirituality, metaphysical astrology, okay, this is the perspective I'm putting out there, we all came here to heal things at a much deeper level than just on the surface with this physical life that we're in right now, this identity. We came here to ascend, to grow through some soul lessons. Chiron doesn't move very often. You know how you'll hear Mercury retrograde every 2 or 3 months? You know, that one moves often. Chiron doesn't move very often. It's been in Pisces since about 2010, a long time. Well, guess what it's doing this month? It's shifting into Aries. That's going to make things change. So if you think about from 2010 forward, how it's been for you, the shifting, the healing, what you've been going through, you know, you've been changing, relationships up and down, jobs up and down. If you just think about everything in this, that's a long time. See how long that takes? Because that's a lot of digging up the healing and the stuff. And then with the January full moon we had a few weeks ago, that one was bringing it up to the surface. So what is Aries doing? Aries is a proactive sign. Pisces gets you in touch with your feelings and your emotions. You feel them. Aries comes in, and this is good, guys. This is good for 2019. This is okay. I've been feeling this bowl of pain. I'm ready to release this. Aries is about taking care of it, being proactive to do something about it. And that will be an influence that everybody will feel in a good way, okay? Watch out for impatience because Aries can be just steamrolling over top of everybody else. It's not about a blame game. It's not about, you know, it's your fault. I'm done with this, you know, all that. Guys, you got to get past that. Got to get past that. It just keeps your frequency lower to constantly be in a blame game. Michael's very, very strong. And I, you know, I am coming across that way today, I know, because that's the way he's bringing it to me. So I'm just bringing it straight to you that way. So that's a focus we're talking about, how this is going to be and what's shifting. We have another super full moon coming up on the 19th as well. And there's just a lot going on here. And I really want to bring some information out to you that'll help you. This is all positive. It's not scary. It's about your ascension. It's about spiritual awakening and how to identify where you might be in that. Are you 3, 4, or 5? Where am I? All of this plays into it. This is a huge factor with that. So, what do we got here? We got all kinds of activity going on. Okay. Never mind that, I see. And let me say hello to everybody over in YouTube. I see a few there that I recognize. Marilyn, yay, Marilyn's with us today. Usually she has to worry, and it's awesome to see you here. And we have CT, hello, Robin. David, hello, David. Maddie, Shadana. And David's saying, could have been the angels flying over. We, yeah, that he's talking about the helicopter, I believe. We are close to special forces units here, and they fly over sometimes. And not to, you know, down by the oceanfront here in Virginia Beach is the Oceana, and they do the, you know, air shows. I don't think that's today, though. So I don't know. We don't usually hear it that close to the house, but we're okay. I just want everybody to know. I want everybody to know that this is good information that will help you with what you're trying to move through. If you feel stuck, if you feel like, am I growing or not? I need some validation. We're going to talk to the angels about that today. Michael's very strong here. I mean, he is coming through with some confidence. I'm trying to let that energy pass through me to you. So it just feels that way to me. It's kind of interesting. Yesterday, I was very tired from a lot of things I have going on, and I asked for a little extra energy, and then I couldn't seem to spin the energy out. It was interesting. I got a lot of things done, though. So stay with us. I'm going to take the short break. When we come back, we're going to go into how spiritual awakening is beginning a new cycle. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. and it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact disease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
How often do you find yourself wondering, why me? Learn a new shift in perspective to see how everything that takes place in your life is actually working for you and shifting you towards your own enlightenment. Tune in to Blank Enlightenment Radio with Misty Thompson each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit MistyMThompson.com. That's MistyMThompson.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Okay, so I have one email question. Let me get to this one that I want to start with this one because it really applies to what we're talking about. So good timing for CT that wrote this in. Do the angels have any advice for me regarding both my spiritual ascension and the correct path towards financial freedom? Okay, I love this question because a lot of us can relate to it. And let's start with the spiritual ascension. I've had that question come up a lot where, now I'm hearing sirens. This is really active out there today. I've had that question come up a lot. First of all, you want to gauge where you are. Ascension is a process that continues if that's your intention, right? You can choose, you really choose it, whether you know you're choosing it or not. People that are choosing, I don't want to hear none of that. I don't want to, I'm just going to stay in my little corner and just stay the way I am. You know, you're going to know people like that. A lot of people are like that. That's okay. That's their choice where they want to be in their frequency or dimension. You have to let that be. You know, sometimes it's people we love and we want them to go with us. You can't do that. You can't make them do that. You have to respect their choices, just like you want your own respected. So how do you know if you're in 3, 4, or 5 or even higher? 3 is what you pretty much know out there. It's not real positive, okay? I mean, most of it is where the fear is based and the way we've known it for years and years. Here's what I'm noticing. And for those that are part of the Angel Retreat, I am putting together a video class type thing that is a little bit deeper into this. But let me mention it here. Fourth dimension is what I'm noticing. And as I do my homework and I tap into this, a lot of people are starting to find themselves in 4 more than 3, but they feel like, wait, am I not getting anywhere? Am I not getting anywhere? I want to be in 5 because 5 is like the fear's gone. There's nothing holding you back. Manifesting is fantastic. And it's the positive side, you know, it's very normal to go back and forth between them all. You feel like, which one am I in? It's okay. One day you might be higher than another day. The intention to continually focus on raising your frequency when you feel that it's lower will make a huge difference. 4th feels like this. So you can kind of gauge where you might be. 4th is, you know, you don't want to be afraid anymore. Let's just use that for example. You know, you want to make a big change. You know what you're in right now doesn't feel right, but you're not quite sure which way to go. I bet a lot of people can relate to that right now, right? Here's why that's good news. That means as a whole in humanity, most of us are starting to resonate more in four than three. Okay, before it was like everybody was in three. And a few, very few, maybe the people that were way ahead, you know, I don't know, were in higher. But for the most part, there's quite a few people resonating in four. And four is like, what the heck was four? Four is kind of a transitional place because you're becoming aware, and that is ascension, guys. That's what I want to make sure you hear. That is ascension. This energy coming in February is going to help with that. It's going to help you see some of this stuff. It's going to help you go into this new cycle of change and wake up more in this, be more aware. Oh, okay. I have grown, and you want to give yourself, yay, I'm not down in three anymore. I'm just kind of in, which way do I go now? You want to go toward five. Five is the freedom. There's no fear. But four is the place where we deal with what's holding it up, where we face those realities of, okay, I really want to move past this. I really want to find my financial freedom. That's the second half of CT's question. Let's go into that one because that seems to be a big one for people. Financial freedom. Freedom, there's that word again, which is very resonating with 5D living, right? Fifth dimension. Fourth dimension is, I want to make a change. I'm not satisfied with the way it's just been. Three, you just stay in it and you conform. Okay, that's the difference. The way it was, it's like, oh, you know, the blinders are on, you know, you just go through life and you do what you're told kind of thing. Fourth is, I'm not okay with that anymore. You see? So you're in a good place if you feel that way. I want you to see that. I want you to hear that. I want you to understand that if you have been feeling like that, you are ascending. It is good. It is good because you have to be up there to start to open the eyes to go, well, wait a minute. There's more out there to this than what I have. Financial freedom, finances, money, the exchange of money. In metaphysical energetic terms, it's a form of energy. Money is energy. You exchange it for something else. You exchange money and you receive something, right? So the most important thing when he's asking about, do the angels have advice for me? Absolutely. That's why I'm giving it the way I am, because it's so good. That's a divine timing question for this show today. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. So kudos to you, CT, because you're helping you and a lot of people with that question. You're aligning to receive and give is a balance. You know, you hear that give and receive is a balance. When it comes to the energy of money, you have to look at how your relationship is with money. Did you know that was a relationship? That's a relationship. What's your relationship with money? Do you always see lack? Do you always see a problem? Do you always see, oh, I don't have enough. Wait, I can't do that. What are the words? What is the belief? It really matters, because once you're in fourth dimension, where you want to change it, you do start to manifest quicker. And this is where we're learning. It's interesting. It's fascinating to me, because you can practice. You can practice, okay, I'm thinking about what I don't have. And then you all of a sudden realize, wait, that's not what I wanted to manifest. It seems like, oh, now there's this extra stuff I have to do. Or you recognize it and you go, you know what? I'm going to shift that right now, and I'm going to focus on something and start to shift my relationship with money. Because if you're feeling the lack, you're focusing on the lack. The energy that we focus on is what we manifest. That's it in a nutshell. So you want to look at your own individual situation and process, where am I on that? Because I want you to see that fourth is not a negative place. It does move faster. It does feel like a state of where am I? Who am I? I'm not sure which way to go. It is a state in between 3 and 5 because you're making your choices. You can absolutely choose to step back down into your comfort zone of 3, but you probably won't be happy because now you're aware that wasn't satisfying you anymore. Or you can find your way to 5. It's out of your comfort zone. It's a brand new direction. You start to process, wait a minute, where am I with this? Wow. Okay, so we're going to go into a little bit more about how we can digest and process this and what we can expect with February. But that was a wonderful question. Thank you for sending that in. And I hope that that helps other people that are relating to that. It is a lot of wrapping up of lessons, old patterns, old things that are heavier energy. We've been feeling that. It's like, gosh, when am I ever going to stop processing old stuff? It comes in layers. There are layers. And sometimes it comes in, you know, like, whoa, I thought I was fine with this. And now all of a sudden I'm having to do so much more with it because you're in a place where you can handle going deeper. And like I said, this influence of Chiron moving into Aries, the Pisces energy connects you with all the wounds. I'm going to go into a little bit about what that means with Chiron so you understand it a little bit better in the next segment. But it's, you know, it brings up the soul healing, okay? So soul healing is deep, but soul healing is the core of where you want to be. You really want to go there because all this right here on the surface, that's just the dust that settled, guys. That's like dust. You brush that away, and now you're hitting a layer that takes a little more effort. And the energy will help you do that. And that's what you want to do when you're working on awakening and your ascension. And that's how that works. So there's a little bit of give and take, and we're practicing how to respond new and differently. So you see, there's quite a bit going on here, and I know this show is going deep, and if you're brand new, you're like, whoa, this is a lot of information. Actually, I'm going through it quick, and we'll go deeper into it in the Angel Retreat, guys, but I want you to know this is a good thing. This is a good thing that's happening right now. It really is, and I want you to know that life is here to support you. The energies are coming through, and if we just participate and do our due diligence, and we're proactive, which the Aries shift will help, you will find your way. You will. Anything's possible. There's always a solution, and there's always a choice. Don't remember, the hope came in, and that takes away that feeling of there's no choice for me. That's not true. I'm just going to say that right now. That's not true. There's always a hope and an option. We have to want to be proactive, and we have to want to look for that option. So fourth dimension is really an experience of figuring out where we want to be. So think about that with the things that you have going on. When we come back, I want to dive in a little bit more about what that Chiron energy is so you understand why this is all tying in and making sense with why you've been feeling the way you've been feeling. Okay, so let me take a quick break and then we'll dive into that on the next segment. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, like I said, we're talking about this energy that's really changing a spiritual awakening cycle into a brand new one for change. And I want to explain a little bit about this influence that comes in. It comes in February 17th, where Charon, it's known as an asteroid, okay? It's shifting from Pisces energy, which connects you to your emotions, your feelings, and you know, just processing all those wounds and all that stuff. And it's shifting into Aries on February 17th, and that's the day before the super full moon on the 18th. Okay. So see, there's a lot going on in February. So a little bit about Charon. Now, it does symbolize your deepest wound. So if you feel like in the last, since 2010, because it doesn't move very often, remember? We were starting to feel it a little bit in Aries last year, but now we're really going to be working with it in Aries this year. That energy of Aries is proactive. And that, you know, Michael comes in so strong with that because he is all about cleaning up the toxic, the lower. So this is right in his wheelhouse, and he loves this stuff. But it symbolizes a deepest wound. So your deepest wounds, if you feel like they just keep coming up, like, why haven't I processed this? What is this? These are soul things you came here to overcome and learn in the lifetime. If they take the whole lifetime, that's what happens with the soul. They don't have to. But, you know, this is an explanation of, you know, okay, that's starting to make sense. And Charon also symbolizes the spark, the planted seed of your spiritual transformation. Whoa. So what's been the theme and the repetitive? What is it? What is that biggest thing for you? And I mean, talk about alchemy. Talk about changing the dynamics of the energy of the way your life is going. Here's your seed that sparks it. This is your, you know, putting it together, mixing it up. And we all came into the life with wounds to heal. Think about it that way. Everybody. So you'll feel Sharon in a different way. Everybody has their own thing. They came here to heal. It might be finance, might be relationships. It might be, you know, health. It could be all different types of things. It could be you're overcoming guilt of some sort. You know, it could be you're overcoming being, who knows what it is. It's across the board. That's very personal to you. So only you know what that is deep inside. But we carry them over. And this is talking about previous lifetimes. So if you were the, let's just keep it general. If you were the bad guy in a previous lifetime, you're overcoming that. Okay. You're processing that. Or say you had it tough financially in another lifetime, you come in here to overcome that, you see. Because we go through an ascension process with the soul. The soul is going to be all focused on whatever it takes to get you to move up to the next level. That's what it does. And sometimes you're like, why is it always happening to me? It's not just attacking or happening to you. It's trying to wake you up spiritually. Yes. Wake you up. Wake you up. Get you ignited while you're in that fourth dimension we were talking about to explore different choices, to explore and open doors to the unknown that might be a better path for you. The things that come into your life and challenge you, look past the challenge into, all right, let me respond a different way and see what it can teach me. You might be quite surprised at all the little goodies you can overturn and discover that will help you along your way. Okay, so, you know, sometimes we have these soul lessons and we need, you know, to really dive in deeper. We might be here to overcome something super deep to become a teacher, a guide for someone else. And when I see that about Sharon, what I do want you to know is most of the time, whatever you've overcome is what you can help another with. But guess what? Not till you have mastered it. How can you be a teacher of something you haven't mastered? And that is something that I always have a reality check with myself, guys. And I won't hesitate to tell you if it's something brand new to me or if it's something that I have been through. What I find more than not is that I have been through quite a bit of it. I have. And I wonder, like, wow, I came here with a big list to overcome. And a lot of teachers that are in healing or spiritual awakening or growth, things like that, on this side of things, metaphysically, energetically, you'll find that a lot of them have. They call the shamans the wounded healers, the shaman that sees in the dark. They can walk through that darkness and they see and can find it. And they can find what's going on here, you know? But if your life has been topsy-turvy since 2010, you're in your awakening, whether you knew it or not. And things change. That's right. They change in a big way. What else? Okay. Sharon, depending on where it falls in like astrology birth chart, and that would be something you could investigate, that can give you clues as to what wounds you have that you came here to heal, okay? So what wounds you have that you came here to heal. So that depends on where it falls in your birth chart. Now, that's up to you how you want to discover that. I do have extensive programs for that if you wanted me to do that for you. I don't even have that listed on my website for that, but that's up to you. You just have to reach out individually if that's something you want to do. I hesitate with that because of what you have to put in, and with all the security and fraud that's going on nowadays, you know, you have to give so much information like birth date and all that for it to be exact. That's up to you if you want to trust that with me or not. So I just putting it out there. I do have that information. The other things, I do have the programs and how to find it. It doesn't matter where your sign is, where the Sharon sign is in your birth chart. Aries is going to affect everybody when it moves into Aries. Okay. When it doesn't move very often. It doesn't move very often, like I said. And it's going to bring a shift and leave a lasting imprint. It's going to really you're going to notice it. Okay. You're going to know that something's changed. You'll be able to look, reflect back. You're going to be able to finish this thing, finish this journey, finish this race. Okay. Finish this, because Aries is like, you know, like, let's go, let's do this. I like that energy, really. You know, it's kind of, remember, it's like your personal trainer for spiritual fitness. And Michael is so into that. Yeah. Yeah. When you run out of energy for this, trust me, he can bring it to you. When we want to understand how Chiron's moving into Aries, that's what I mean about going back to 2010. That's when it shifted into Pisces. Okay. So it's been that long since it shifted. That's why it's going to feel different. So Pisces, it was all about helping us focus on, you know, our spiritual self, healing ourselves, growing into that. Okay. So when it moves into Aries, now we're going to do something about it. We're going to make some choices. We're going to move forward. If it hasn't felt like finally, I know, I can hear that from you guys. Like, finally, we're going to move forward. Yay. 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 Now it moves into Aries on 17, 18. Okay. Right around that super moon. Okay. It has been hovering in and out. So we haven't had a taste here and there of it. It started last year hovering in and out, but in 2019 is when, not April, February is when it's coming into Aries. That's when we're really going to feel it is this year. That's my point. So that's a little bit about this energy that comes in with that moon. Now the moon, and I will go into that a little bit more next week, but that moon that's coming in on the 18th, that one is going to be, I'm sorry, on the 19th, that one's going to be in Virgo. Okay. And it's potent. It's going to help you digest, process where you are, what you need to let go, what your purpose is, and see how all of this ties together and how it actually benefits you. So there is no resting on our laurels. Again, that phrase is appropriate for this show. It's a great month overall. It seems like a power punch month. Like, whoa, there's a lot of heavy lifting here to do on our soul levels or our healing. But for those that just felt like it was never stopping, it's like, why again? Why won't it stop? It's probably at a soul level, and it's one of the deep ones. You know, these are very necessary for ascension. These are necessary to move past something, like say you've always had, like CT was talking about, like financial. I just want the financial lack to stop. I want one of my projects to work, you know, things like that. We got to go through the deep healing on that. And they're probably soul. They came in with you. They came in as a soul depth lesson. So you have to be willing to go there, go head to head with it. Usually it's going to be your biggest fear of whatever that topic is or whatever that area of life is. It's going to be your deepest fear. For example, are you afraid the project won't work or nobody will accept it or it won't be enough? And, you know, those kind of things, those second guess things. Guess what else February brings? It's one of the most important months. Now, we have Valentine's Day coming up. I think that's next Thursday when we do a show, but it's a self-love month, okay? It's about you listening, honoring, respecting the fears, the insecurities, what's popping up in that self-love area of you. Do you second guess yourself? Do you not trust what your ideas are? Are you afraid to step out? Those are core areas that this energy can help you work with. Very important. Very important area to work with. You can't deny the self-love part. It's one of the most important things you can do right now to move through with this energy. This is a good month to really set your pace forward. So with that, let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to check to see if there's any questions out there to answer. Quite a bit going on, right? I know, but this is good stuff, guys. So stay with me. When we come back, I'm going to keep powering on in the last part of the show. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back.
Warrior Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Beyond Symptom Management into True Wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit PurelyYouHealing.com.
Welcome back to the last segment. Okay, let me go over to the chat, see how everybody's doing over there. Relaxing meditation. She's saying, good morning. I've been wondering if I need some energy healing to peel the old habits off. I would say we all could use that on a regular basis right now. Because there's so much shift, even if you feel like life is good, it's good to check in daily. That's where meditation is really becoming a priority for everyone. And then an intention and focus to clear energy off. You can do this yourself, guys. I'm all about teaching you guys how to do that. Just that intention of clearing and saying, you know, if there's any lower frequencies here, let's move on. It, whether it's mind, body, soul, absolutely. I would say yes. If you're doing it regularly, like daily for a few minutes, it's going to feel much smoother. You're going to be able to process and handle whatever comes your way as you adjust and change and shift and make choices. When we let it pile up, just think it's like the garbage that has to go out. When you let it pile up, it's more intense when you take it off. So bottom line, logically, do a little bit each day. Robin, she's saying that made sense. Okay. She's talking about what we were talking about with Sharon. And, she says, I got divorced in 2010 and just now trying last year or so feel like I'm healing and moving forward, changing careers to follow my heart, regardless of what anybody else thinks. Yay for Robin. Awesome. Proud of you, Robin. Good for you. She's being bold. She's stepping out of that comfort zone. She's going to go for it. Remember, there's nothing that's a mistake, whether it works or doesn't work. I've gone and done things that haven't worked, and you come back and do it again. Remember, successful people, they try, and try again. If it doesn't work, they keep trying something else. They don't look at it as failure. They go, oh, okay, let me make a note that, let me just tweak it, improve it. Their mindset, their perspective is different. That's what you want. And let's see, CT saying 8 tough years. David, I can relate. Yeah, I hear you guys. I hear you. Yes. Yes. When the peace and happiness, David's talking about peace and happiness showing up eventually, you know what? Grab those little moments of it when you have it. And the more you focus, even if it just feels like a little spot here and there, focus on that, and it makes that build and draw more of that in. Versus, like, for some people right now, they probably feel like all the chaos is like 90% of it and 10% the peace and the calm. Focus on that 10% peace and calm. Start shift in those numbers. If you looked at a pie chart, change the percentages by focusing there more, taking that intention with your meditations, making that time saying, no, you know what? It's been a crazy day, but I am going to take a few minutes and have some peace and calm, and I'm going to bring it in. You might be quite surprised how awesome that can feel, and it can really rejuvenate you, and it only takes us that little bit, and you might be quite surprised. So I want to throw that out there. Let's see what else we have. Jules is asking, hi, will this be the year I meet my love life partner? You know, those are big questions. You will meet. Now, remember, it feels like August if there's a lot of shift. It feels like August is the month when things come together, if there's a lot of transition going on for people. And honestly, what I'm picking up for you is yes, if you so choose. Yes. It's a yes, but there's some work, like in these first few months to work through. So don't hesitate to work through some challenging things, because that shift will raise the frequency to attract in a perfect partner for you. That's what I'm picking up. So let me put that out there. Yeah, wow. This is really, you guys, there's an interesting group in the YouTube chat today. You guys know what it's like to drag through the thick. These are some tough souls in here. I can feel you guys. And what I do know is you have the endurance and the strength to finish it. And I feel that, I'm getting a big chill from that. I know that was a validation. Thank you, Michael. Michael wanted me to share that with everybody there. Anybody else listening here, I want you guys to know that this is the month. If you're going to explore something out of your comfort zone, use this energy. Use this tough time of healing and releasing and moving through things to, you know, make it happen for yourself. It is a good time to do it. It really is. It's actually an uplifting month, whether you believe me or not. And I want you to know, if there's something in your personal life, this is the one thing that I want to remind everybody of before we go. If there's something in your life that needs tending to that you've neglected, beliefs, your health, whatever it is, your spiritual, wherever you are, your spiritual fitness, food, you know, nourishing you, self-love, whatever that is, tend to it. Because what does come up from some of this information is it's going to help you see exactly what needs tending to. So don't let that be a negative. Let that be, oh, that's good. I can see exactly what I need to do now. Perfect. A lot of people will call in or they write in and go, hey, what do I need to do? Here it is right here. This is it. So we're out of time. So I've got to go. I've had an awesome time with you guys. I want to remind everybody, we are having an angel gallery reading where I paint the readings in 1 hour at 1 p.m. If you are part of the Angel Retreat Gold members or founder members, we're now calling that the Gold membership. I want you guys to know 1 hour. If you can't make it live because you're working, that's okay. You can go into that post in your membership, put it right in the comments. I'll still paint your reading. It'll be there for upload, download later. So we always put the replays in. So I want to say thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Thanks for supporting the show. I really want to bring inspiration. I want to bring enthusiasm to power on. Never give up. Never give up. Because every one of you are here to bring light to the world. Every one of you. So don't dull it. Don't put that light out. What you want to do, even if it feels like this tiny little spark, focus on that tiny little spark in the middle of all that darkness, and that flame will grow and it will light your life and it will affect in a positive way those around you. Remember, don't worry about what everybody else is choosing. Just make sure you're doing what you need to do and you're listening to your inner wisdom at all times. I hope you've enjoyed the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please subscribe if you're not a subscriber, or go join us over in the Angel Retreat. We'd love to have you. And as always, we'll see you here next time on the Jen Royster Show. We will be here next week for February 14th. We'll go more into how we can work with that love energy and not just romantic relationships. We'll go over that too, but a little bit more than just that. So love you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.